J.D. Vance unleashed on Nick Fuentes in a brutal interview, and Fuentes came out and endorsed Democrats for the midterms. We break it all down on today's show, and stick around to the end because we talk about Tucker Carlson's blatant lies about Christians in Israel, and the internet is roasting him for it. Nick Fuentes has come out in support of Democrats once again. He did it in 2024, he lost, and he's doing it again in 2026. Take a look.
I cannot wait for the Democrats to take the House. They subpoena and investigate Kristi Noem, Lauren, and Corey Lewandowski, and they find so much corruption. It's going to make the impeachments during Trump 1 look like a joke. All that stuff about Paul Manafort and the business documents and the Ukrainian phone call. The corruption that they will discover when the Democrats are in the House, it's going to make all that stuff look like a joke. And they're just going to keep stacking it up on top of Vance. We're going to be in our war with Iran. The Middle East is going to be a mess. The economy is going to be a mess. The Trump administration is corrupt. He might even be impeached.
So he brings up J.D. Vance, and we're going to get back to him in a moment. But first, I've got to point out that this guy parades himself as America First. That is his whole motto. His whole shtick is he's just about America. In this short clip, he goes, these are exact words, "We're going to be at war with Iran. The economy is going to be a mess. The Trump admin will be impeached." Massive grin on his face. He's pumped about this. This guy hates America. I seriously don't understand this. When Biden was president, at no point did I wish for us to be in a war with someone. At no point did I wish for the economy to be a mess. And for people like Fuentes or Democrats, leftists, to come out and say that they want these things to happen just because Trump is in the presidency shows they hate America. And many people have brought this up about Democrats. I think we need to bring it up more about Groypers and Nick Fuentes. He wants America to do bad. And you know why? Because he's not for anything. This is why he specifically, I don't know if I can speak for his whole movement, but for him specifically, he is only against things. And when you're only against things, you don't want the country to do well because then nobody will listen to you anymore. You've got nothing to talk about. That's his whole shtick. I'm against Trump. I'm against this, that. And so if everything's going great, you've got nothing to talk about. You have no audience. His hypocrisy runs even deeper. Nick Fuentes was asked about supporting Steve Bannon for president, and even his followers are like, dude, he's an Epstein guy. What are you saying?
Can you elaborate on your potential 2028 support for Bannon? Seems like he's heavily implicated with Epstein. Did you watch their interview?
I did, because I think that someone needs to challenge Vance. Nobody is challenging Vance. They are lining up. Okay, and hey, idiot. Vance is in bed with all of Epstein's people. Like, where do you think Vance came from? Vance came from Teal. Vance came from Ohio. Epstein's all over that. Okay, so you endorse Bannon. I think that Bannon is somebody. I don't really know what he is, honestly.
So J.D. Vance reacts to this, and it's stellar. But I first have to point out the absurdity of how Nick Fuentes thinks. This is what he says. He's come out in favor of Epstein. He made sweatshirts supporting him. He said he's a beast. He said he's not a child predator. We talked about it in the past. Now he is supporting Steve Bannon. So that all checks out because Steve Bannon clearly was running PR for Epstein. He's in the files a lot. But then when asked about why he's not supporting J.D. Vance, his answer is because I think he might be involved with Epstein. It's like, hey, dude, your guy, Steve Bannon, is for sure involved with Epstein. And B, you just said that you like that. So he contradicts himself in a matter of about 60 seconds. And I think that shows you, again, that he's just against stuff. He's not actually for anything. He hears J.D. Vance's name. He knows J.D. Vance has been brutal to him, as I'm about to show you. And he comes up with something random to be against him. As I've said on the show, I've got some misgivings about Vance. But after this, I'm starting to warm up a little bit on him. A Daily Mail journalist asked him what he thought of Fuentes. And his answer could not have been more clear. Here is the full unedited clip.
I want to move on to another figure that you've, over the course of your career, have gotten in a bit of a disagreement with, Nick Fuentes. He's this far-right white nationalist who is, you know, very popular online with many people who support you.
Is that right?
Well, I mean, with Republicans.
He certainly didn't support me.
Well, no, he doesn't support you at all, but he's actually insulting.
Well, I mean, he didn't support the administration. He didn't support us in the campaign in 2024. I find it interesting. I'm always asked to answer for this guy. I've got enough people who did support me I've got to answer for. I don't think I should have to answer for a guy who attacks my family and who didn't even support us in 2024. Like I said, I don't like the guy. The guy's you come after my family. Of course I do. I think, what did I say about him? That he can eat because anybody who goes after my family, whatever side they're on the opposite side of me.
But do you think his supporters should be accepted into the Republican Party?
What do you mean by his supporters?
Well, I think he has supporters, groypers. Do you think they should be accepted into the Republican Party?
Well, I don't know what that means. I think people are going to vote for us or not vote for us. I think that there are certain things that we should have the moral clarity to condemn. I think Jew hatred is disgusting. Yeah. You can criticize the policies of the Israeli government, but going after Jews. By the way, the thing interesting that I find about this online discourse about anti-Semitism is a lot of the people who say that they don't like Jews, they also say they're very concerned about Gaza. The person in the world alive today who has done more to promote the safety and livelihood of the people of Gaza, it's a little Jewish guy by the name of Steve Witkoff, who works in the Trump administration, is a very dear friend of mine. So people who say on the one hand they really care about innocent civilians in Gaza, while on the other hand, trafficking and anti-Semitism, it's ridiculous. It should be condemned. I've condemned it. And there's one other interesting thing, though, about this, which is that if you look statistically at the rise of anti-Semitism, what you see is that all forms of ethnic and racial hatred are on the rise. And I think that we have to condemn all this stuff.
I'll tell you what, that makes me like J.D. Vance a lot more. It really does. If he can just outright condemn Fuentes, he did not mince words. That makes me feel a whole lot better. And now I need him to go condemn Tucker Carlson, and probably we're good at that point. The reality is Groypers will never have any power in the GOP. I think that this interview shows that. You cannot point to a single Republican politician who mirrors the views of Fuentes. There are some that are trying to come up. I think of James Fishback in Florida running for governor. We've talked about him on the show. He, of course, is also a child predator. They all are, right? I mean, that's their whole shtick. They do openly support Epstein, but they don't win elections. They try to run, they lose. And if J.D. Vance, who's friends with a few of those, you know, more fringe actors, some of those fringe commentators like Tucker, if even he denounces Fuentes, their movement is dead in the water. You know, people can point to the views. They can point to how many views Fuentes gets. Oh, the number two podcast and Candace Owens, all these things. But when it comes to the voting, none of them show up ever. And so, A, it makes me think that there's a lot more bots watching these shows than people realize. Or B, these people just don't show up to vote. If they don't show up to vote, sure, they can watch Fuentes all they want. That doesn't mean they're going to have any power in America. The reality is the GOP is quite unified right now, and they're unified around J.D. Vance. CNN even admitted that the unity in the Republican Party is unparalleled.
Yeah, over the long run, that's what I think is so important here. And it's not just about Donald Trump. It's about the Make America Movement Again. That's what we're talking about, Make America Great Again movement, and it is as powerful as it has ever been, because I want you to take a look here. GOP who view MAGA favorably. 2 years ago, when Donald Trump was running for term number two, it was 74%. Today, look at this. It's 78% of Republicans who view the Make America Great Again movement favorably. So the Republican base loves J.D. Vance. What are we talking about here? Someone who really represents the Make America Great Again movement. This is somebody a year ago, his favorable rating among Republicans, 81%. Latest Marquette University Law School poll, look at this, 84%. 84%. So if anything, his favorable rating is somewhat up from it was where it was a year ago, after a year of Trump. And of course, that matches what we see when it comes to MAGA, right? It matches what we see come to MAGA, whereby it was 74 and now it's 78%. If anything, MAGA's grip on the GOP, and it seems like the next in line to be the next standard bearer of MAGA, both of them, their favorable ratings are actually up.
MAGA owns the Republican Party, not the Nick Fuentes Groyper movement, and J.D. Vance owns MAGA. It is tax season, guys, and Quick Tax America does all federal tax returns this year for only $76 in honor of our 250th anniversary as a nation for 1776. They're doing all federal tax returns for only $76, and they do all the work for you. All you got to do is upload your files, answer a 15-minute questionnaire and schedule a 15-minute finish your return call with a tax professional to make sure everything is squared away. You've got every deduction, every credit possible. Last year, they got their average returner over $3,000 back from the IRS because they hate them as much as you do. Go check them out at quicktaxamerica.com. Tucker Carlson is getting scorched right now for his Muslim propaganda tour, and he should be because his lies are just so blatant at this point. His newest lie is that Christians are much happier in nations like Saudi Arabia, Qatar, Jordan, places where you can't even talk about Jesus publicly, by the way, without going to jail. But apparently Christians love them more than Israel. Here is what he said.
How are Christians in the Holy Land doing? Are they thriving or are they suffering? And the truth has become pretty obvious over the past couple of years, which is in Israel, they are not thriving. Their numbers are not growing. They are shrinking. And there's a huge debate about why. But the bottom line is there are fewer Christians now, far fewer in absolute numbers and particularly as percentage of population than there were when the state was founded in 1948. And there's a lot of evidence that in the last couple of years, particularly since the Gaza war started and the whole tone of the conversation in this area has changed quite a bit, and the rise of extremism, very noticeable, that those numbers have gotten even smaller.
Blatant propaganda lies, and completely refutable, by the way. Here are the numbers on Christians in the Middle East. You can see in Israel, since its founding, back in the early 1900s, pretty lows, around, you know, 60, 65,000. Since then, it is nearing 200,000 Christians. When I was there, I asked them a lot. I was there in October. Talk to Israelis a lot about Christians. They obviously love Christians. They got no problem. Even, frankly, the Muslims there in Israel had no problem with Christians. I believe it's about 2% of their population. So as a percentage of their population, it's reasonably small, which makes sense because, you know, it's a Jewish state. But I had no problems as a Christian there. I had no one treating me bad, as Tucker Carlson seems to suggest. Conversely, if you look at the Christian population in Gaza, and I'll explain why that's important in a second, you can see that it started to go up and then it just plummeted. And the reason why that's important is because you can see in this little circle that that's when Hamas took control. And Israel withdrew control from Gaza and Hamas took over the Strip. Now, I understand people are saying, well, Hamas isn't quite Jordan or Saudi Arabia, but my point is this. The Christian population was going up under Israeli rule. As soon as radical Muslims took over, it goes down. There's a clear trend all over the Middle East of this. And obviously part of the reason why is because they just kill you if you talk about Jesus in the streets. Again, most Muslim nations have this rule. If you try to proselyte in the streets, in Israel, for example, most people don't care. My understanding is that there are many churches that don't do it because they don't want to offend the Jews in the area. But they're not going to go to jail for 5 years like you would in Saudi Arabia, for example, where you cannot publicly proselyte. It is against the law. Ted Cruz had the best reaction to Tucker's lies. He tweeted this. I love this. He said, I'm shocked Tucker Carlson got the population of a Middle East country wrong, which is great because obviously that's in reference to their conversation went viral. Tucker Carlson decided to rip Ted Cruz because he didn't know the exact population of, I think it was Iran at the time. And then Tucker comes out and just completely lies. I mean, just fabricates numbers about Christians in Middle Eastern countries. Mike Huckabee, our ambassador to Israel, was asked about Tucker, and he said it pretty simply. He's getting paid.
Let's just take Tucker Carlson, that a man in his mid-50s, who I've known since 1991 when his first job out of college was in Little Rock, Arkansas, working for a newspaper. I worked with him for 6.5 years at Fox News in New York. Suddenly, in a very short period of time, a switch is flipped, and he has a completely different worldview, and his ideological base has completely changed. That's not normal for someone in his 50s. It just isn't. What happened? I don't know. Is it that it is more profitable for him to do what he's doing now than what he was doing when he was at Fox News? He wouldn't be doing it if it wasn't. There's got to be, on all of our part, a willingness to push back, stand up, speak up, but to do it with facts, but to do it not with a sense of anger and hostility. I think that's a huge mistake.
It's just too blatant to ignore at this point. This is a guy who just 5 years ago, not long, was an ardent defender of Christianity, truth, and smart foreign policies, and now he is on a trip around the Middle East pointing out that Jordan is really green and watered without acknowledging that they got all their water from Israel. I mean, come on, this guy's not an idiot. He knew that, but he didn't want to peddle good things or propaganda. Even for Israel, he wants to peddle propaganda for Jordan. He's in Saudi Arabia right now, where Christianity is illegal, telling anecdotal stories about Christians who met some mean people in Israel. He's not talking about the laws in Israel. He's talking about like one mean guy that met a Christian in Israel. Meanwhile, he's in a country that outlaws Christianity. We talked about Milk Bar TV earlier this week. Great X account. You should check it out. He came out with a great compilation of the flip-flop from Tucker. Take a look.
What? Are you an Islamist? Qatar?
I don't know what that means to be an ally.
How about Qatar? What if Qatar was our closest ally? Qatar is like one of our closest allies in the world. They're a close ally of ours.
A glimpse of what the future holds, because that's what you see when you go to the Gulf.
But because it's of its scale, its significance in Islam.
The six GCC nations, of course we should be closely allied with all six of these countries. And I know that they're constantly fighting with each other.
Qataris, they have become a base for the leadership of the Muslim Brotherhood. The Qataris harbor and shelter terrorists. That's not acceptable.
It's the American perspective, which is we align with countries that share our values.
Every one of those countries is an Islamic state. Islam is the official religion of the country.
He's like, you know what Islam means? Submission. I don't think I'm against that.
Tucker's a traitor to America. He should sell his home in America, move to Qatar full time. Just be there all the time because obviously he loves it. Maybe even he could go to Iran since he is a big star there. Guys, the NRCC is giving away a free trip to Mar-a-Lago. The winner receives airfare for two, a one-night stay at a hotel, and dinner at Mar-a-Lago with the House GOP leaders and White House leaders, as well as on February 26th, you can enter for completely free. It's just a raffle. You just have to enter your name, email, phone number. You can click the link in the top right now to enter. Again, completely free, or you can head to the link in the description below.